Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling so good that I could write lyrics to a song that already exists and sing it while embarrassing myself in front of tens of people.
That sounds good. What would your substitute lyrics be for Dunk Amy, Shane?
I truly can't even like fathom doing this because it was a nightmare scenario. B, the most horrific thing I've seen on this show.
It says a lot.
I feel like I keep saying that week after week, but they keep making things more horrific for my eyes and my brain.
Yeah. Now, my question is, on this date, did they ever explain that they were supposed to just redo his song to his tune? Because that caught me off guard. I thought, why are all these guys doing this? It seems like a cheap way out. And then they all did it. So it must have been assigned to them.
I don't know. I don't think I want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love like somebody did merci beaucoup with just saying thank you in another language. I mean,
yeah,
very original. But we'll get to that. We actually have some Bachelor news that broke right before we recorded, which is always appreciated in the podcast
very much
world.
So,
which news item would you like to hit first, Haley?
I feel we should talk about the bad news first and then go to the good news.
Okay, so bad news is
Derek and Taylor broke up.
Is it bad news or is it just not so surprising news? Were you surprised?
I wouldn't say I was surprised as much as I forgot about them.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to piggyback on the other news that came out and just said, let's just do it now. People forgot about us. Let's try to be relevant again.
Yeah, that was brought up to me a couple times. Like, oh, this is interesting timing for this.
Yeah. Because I went back and tried to look at their Instagrams, and it looks like they hadn't been posting for a while and not posting together, but I don't think anyone even really noticed. So
I truly forgot about the existence of both of these people.
Yeah, and I think the franchise did too, because they usually find an opportunity to bring back, you know, in some way or mention successful couples, and we hadn't heard anything about this one in a while. So yes, they broke up, but there is a new cast of Bachelor in Paradise ready to be announced.
Mm-hmm.
Another new bartender, a couple appearances by Bachelor Winter Games people. So what are the headlines for you out of this new Bachelor in Paradise cast? Anyone you're especially excited to see?
I'm excited about Grocer Joe, obviously.
Me too.
Who else am I excited? Let me run down. I'll read out the names and season of each of these people.
Okay.
We have Angela from Nick Vile's season. Ooh. I don't think I've ever seen this woman before.
Definitely not. Looks like a stock photo from a catalog or something.
Yeah.
Don't recognize this person.
We have Annalise from Ari's season. Astrid from Nick's season. Was she on last season of Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't think she was. I think maybe we thought she was, but she could have been.
She could have been. Bibiana. Very excited about Bibiana.
Yes.
Very excited about her. Chelsea from Ari's season. I'm also excited about her.
Mm-hmm.
David.
Not
from
excited.
This season. Don't care. Eric. Yeah, I'm in. Hopefully he has better luck here than he did in Vermont.
Yeah.
I think this is much more of his lane.
Yeah, the cast listing that I'm looking at, they don't even list him as being on Bachelor Winter Games, but on Bibiana they did, because he didn't last very long on Winter Games. They forgot about him there.
We have Joe, Grocer Joe.
Yep.
great shorts in his promo photo. May I just take a quick second to notice that these cast photos are all stunningly beautiful. And I tweeted this, but I think it'd be worth it just to go on Bachelor in Paradise for the cast photo to be such an improvement on the original cast photo of each and every one of these people.
Yeah, the outdoor natural lighting is doing favors for them.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to my favorite one soon, but I'll let you know what it is.
Okay.
So, audience, you should have this link up. It's the EW link. So you can go along with us, look at everyone's photo and judge them. And then we get John from this season.
Just eliminated.
In a great pineapple button down. I'm very into that. Nice. We have Jordan from this season, which I think we all expected.
Made for paradise. Yeah.
Yeah. We have Kendall. She looks she's a beautiful girl, but she looks so good in this photo.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kenny from, Kenny Lane? Why did I think it was Kenny King?
I don't know. I didn't know his last name either. Maybe, was that his wrestling name? The King?
Maybe.
And we thought he'd be there last time around, so it's good to see him.
Yeah. Kevin from Canada.
So what do you think they're going to do with the whole Ashley, Jared, Kevin situation? They're trying to create drama. Is that the only reason he's there?
I'm not sure, but I'm very interested to see how that happens.
Yeah.
We get to my favorite photo, Crystal, who looks just like mind-blowingly beautiful in this photo. Oh my God. Like, how does she look like that in the face and body? That is something to aspire to that I will never reach. We have Nick from this season, like, boring. I don't give a shit. He's wearing white jeans and no shirt. Like, what's
a new haircut?
Yeah, and he's wearing a double cross on his necklace. Like, for what reason? Also, if you're a lawyer with abs, are you that good at being a lawyer? Someone tell me.
Not studying.
We have Nisha from Ari's season.
Don't remember her.
I don't know if I've ever seen her.
No.
We have Tia from Ari's season, obviously. That's a slam dunk given right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Wells back as the bartender. And he's also joined by Yuki.
Yes, from Winter Games. So apparently they need two bartenders there, or they just need an excuse to get Yuki back.
Yeah, they need an excuse to get Yuki back and like have her stay there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was not good for them that Yuki left because she didn't make a love connection.
Right.
So they're just like circumventing that whole aspect of it for her. They're just like, no, you're just here, girl.
Yeah, you're an employee. Just like they have to find a way to keep Wells around, I guess.
Yeah.
It's got to be a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the cast. Yeah, I'm excited about Kenny.
That's the initial cast.
Yeah, totally. There's people on Becca's season who have yet to be eliminated that I'm sure will show up, but clearly, you know, we had John, David, Jordan all get eliminated, so now they have more people they can announce.
I would say there's probably going to be at least one or two more guys from this season in the starting cast. I didn't count how many men there were versus women, but I would say there's at least one or two in the initial cast left. Mm-hmm. And then a sprinkling of people from who are coming in later who we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Are there any immediate love connections that come to mind when you're looking through this initial cast?
Eric and me.
Yes, we're already, like, you and I were texting last night during the show, like, about how much we didn't like any of the cast that's left. So we're just excited to see, like, people we actually rooted for before on this season.
I can see Angela somehow, like, being the one to get engaged at the end, like, a la Lacey.
Like, she'll be the one that, like, or, like, the Sam where everyone wants to meet her, but no one knew who it was.
Yeah, exactly. I could see Astrid doing some good work here. Bibiana. I want to see Bibiana and Kevin part two.
Oh, yeah. They could reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we see going after Mr. Venmo? So that'd be a smart move.
Anyone with a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be smart. I think they need to bring back from Ben's season the chicken enthusiast, because I don't know who else is going to go for David.
Ooh, good idea. Because she was on last season of Bachelor. Last season or the season before?
Oh, yeah, she was, but didn't last long, right?
No, no. She came in, like, the last week or something stupid.
Yeah, yeah. She deserves another shot.
Yeah.
All right, so that's exciting. Something to look forward to. The premiere date is Tuesday, August 7th. Not that far away.
No, but it's not.
Let's dive into the Las Vegas episode of Bachelorette. So, Haley, is there any better place to roll the dice on love than Las Vegas?
I would say probably every other place in America is a better place to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I think Vegas, my first thought is not love connection.
Right. But it does allow them to do dates like riding camels and having fireworks and neon signs.
Right, because no one else has neon signs.
No, they can't.
No other city in America, from what I've seen.
Well, I don't think anywhere else has the Aria Resort and Casino, which seemed a little bit too on the nose.
They are trying to do this to her.
I know. I know. It's just, it's too much. But speaking of too much, there's Colton's one-on-one date, and they had to zoom in on a river with a sign. Did you catch this?
I didn't, but great friend of my Snapchat, Bryce, mm-hmm. he noted that it said Virgin River.
Yes. Yeah, they made a point.
Please keep clean or something like that. Or yeah, please don't
pollute. Don't pollute Virgin River. That could have been from anywhere, and they just put in the stock footage. But
yeah.
It could have been where they were riding camels, but I doubt it. So he gets the one-on-one, and we haven't seen something like this quite before, but it was riding camels and then going in a hot tub. What did you think about this date and their connection?
Amy, can you tell me something?
I'll try.
Why do I hate him?
I don't know. I think, does he seem fake? I don't get like a personality.
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the whole like Tia thing where it's just like, what are your intentions really?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really bought his explanation. It just seemed like he just quickly moved on from that. And I didn't really pick up anything on that spa date that really allayed my concerns. Yeah. And he just kind of always has that smug smile on his face, but I don't see much behind it.
And I'm just like put off by him for whatever reason. And throughout this, it didn't really help. And we see them going out for dinner and he's talking about how, you know, he's only been in love once and he said it and the other person didn't say it back. And then they broke up with him. Mm-hmm. Another question for you, Amy.
So then you weren't really in love because that person didn't love you, right?
Is he talking about Allie Raisman here?
Oh, okay. So we know of her. We know it wasn't Tia. So don't know of his other, I don't know the timing, but
yeah.
Didn't he say he was like 23?
He's not old now, I don't think.
So it is pretty recent.
Hmm.
That could be. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, so camels.
Also, yeah, so camels. Closest he's gotten to any humps in a very long time. Sure. Why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it before. She's keeping around for his face. She likes his face. They made out in the hot tub.
Bang him.
Mm-hmm.
That is why he is here. That is fine. That's the purpose he plays. She does not know yet that he does not bang, allegedly. God, Haley, that's unfair of you to say. Whatever.
Yeah. He's got to make it to a fantasy suites then, right?
Yeah.
With his backstory.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Multiple backstories.
Okay, top three. What I'm guessing is the top three.
Okay.
Colton,
mm-hmm.
Garrett, Blake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's solid, right?
Those are the only ones we've seen any kind of like chemistry with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, those are the only three that she's like actively trying to bang, honestly. Sorry
and
to
maybe,
be bold.
So now I'm trying to think. So who gets out of their hometown? Wills?
I don't know. Mm. Maybe Jason.
Okay, yeah, he's kind of a sleeper. It seems like he might get a one-on-one at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have a strong opinion of him yet, but he hasn't done anything to offend me.
No.
Which is saying, you know, can't say for many of them.
Is unlike this cast.
Yeah, this cast is like every episode. It seems
so that
like
automatically puts them in the top five I've ever heard.
Right, because the rest of them are crashing and burning at every moment. Jean Blanc last episode.
Yeah.
Now, David, Jordan, Chris. It was just a mess.
Real game of dominoes tonight.
Yeah. I'm shocked that Chris is still there, but we'll get to that.
We will get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah, so more on this date. They make out while standing up in a moving vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nightmare scenario for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to make like out in public. I don't want to stand up in a moving car. and I don't want to mix those two.
Do you want signs telling your date to kiss you?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't want the other 10 dudes I'm trying to date seeing a sign that says kiss me. And then knowing that they know I'm being made out with by one of their bros.
Right. Although it did play for like a more interesting moment for the 2-on-1 date when they start doing fireworks and they just assume that their date was still going on. And no, she was just watching them by herself.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I think with these travel dates, they try to find ways to, you know, where they can look out on the balcony, look out their window and see something happening. So might not be the most creative dates, but they're trying to create that scenario. Yeah. So that was
obviously he gets a rose.
Obviously.
But I don't know. I'm just not super here for Colton.
I agree. I think even when I got to the rose ceremony, I kind of forgot that he was there, which is not a good sign if you're one of the one-on-ones on the episode.
And the scenes where he was alone in the hotel room with Jordan and David, it was just like he was just so awkward and weird.
Yeah, he wasn't bringing anything there, which could have been just like an amusing moment, you know, to be between the two of them. But
I just don't think he's smart enough to have like fun with that.
Right. We needed Wills back there between those two.
Yeah.
But Wills is one of the ones who goes on the group date. It's Wills, Garrett, Blake, John, Connor, Leo, Lincoln, Jason, and Chris. And the date card said, I'm looking for my Mr. Las Vegas. So they go to the homestead of Wayne Newton. What do you think of this location? Start with the location, first of all.
Why? That's going to be my question for almost every single aspect of this date. Why are they there? Why are we with Wayne Newton? Why does he look like that? Why is he kissing his wife in front of other people? Why doesn't she talk? Why are they rewriting songs? Why are we having another songwriting date when we just had one? Why are they singing songs to the tune of Donka Shane? Do any of these guys know what that song is? Why do they then have to perform it in public?
Yeah.
Why does... Oh, God, what's his name?
Wayne Newton.
Why does Chris what he does?
So many questions. Yes. Did you ask yourself why was Wills wearing a floral romp him? Or were you
I am deeply into romp hymns.
Are you? Okay.
I mean, I don't know why. I'm just into it. I hate myself for it, but I am into it.
So where do romp hymns rank above like Cape Cod style shorts? Because that was, you know, you were really into those a while ago.
I'm very into that. I'm still very into those. I feel like the Cape Cod shorts are more socially acceptable, so I guess I'll have to go with those. Mm-hmm. But like, it takes confidence to wear romp hymn in public and on TV. And so like, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, and Wills can pull it off.
Well, I mean, Wills can pull anything off.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be into it on anybody else. But
I think if Jordan wore it, he could pull it off.
Yeah.
But I don't think many of these other guys could.
No. Yeah, so as you mentioned, there's a lot of unknowns on this date. I don't know why they weren't just at wherever they were going to perform to begin with and just write the songs there. But, you know, Wayne Newton invited them into his home full of peacocks and fountains. So I guess maybe it was cool to see that kind of lifestyle for the guys.
Sure. And John's like, oh, my place is like three times the size of this.
Oh, yeah, right. Totally. He got some, maybe some decor ideas. And then, yeah, you know, it started out on the stage. So then when they, so they had a few, like, Wayne Newton traveling around listening to their lyrics. And I agree,
like,
with you.
For why? 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 I hated everything about this. Okay, remember my feelings from a couple weeks ago when we saw Chris do this?
Yeah.
It's like that, except times 40, because there's more guys, and because it's worse, because they have to sing to the tune of Donka Shane.
Yeah, they didn't have to use any creativity.
It's so bad.
They're all terrible. So
I just can't imagine hating anything more. I think Becca has gotten the shortest shift. Is it shift? Shortest
shrift? Short shrift, I think.
Short shrift?
I think so.
Short shrift.
Short end of the stick?
Short end of the stick of these dates this season. They have all been aggressively bad.
Yeah, I agree. And wherever they're going to Virginia next time, like, doesn't seem that exciting.
It's
yet.
Four lovers, Amy.
Yeah, I know. There's a slogan, at least. Yeah, what Vegas show do you think they should have partaken in instead?
Pretty Tears.
Oh, yeah. That'd have been good. Yeah, so the one, I don't know, what was interesting about this date was just how much Chris crashed and burned, because as we went to commercial break, it was Chris ending on a real high note with, like he said, I dropped the mic. But at that point, it seemed like he was doing good on the date because he was the only one who...
Was that pun intended or not?
I don't know. No. But he, you know, like, he was the only one who got the audience involved, and although he kind of ignored Becca, so I don't think that was good. Like, there was a point where Wayne Newton was, like, getting out of his seat so he could go sit by Becca, and Chris was totally oblivious, which played into later in the night when he totally ignored Becca. But
was he drunk?
Could be. Could be.
'Cause I just can't... it's hard for me to understand any other reasoning behind his attitude. Did he have? He didn't have the one-on-one last week. It was the week before, right?
Yeah, he kind of had that syndrome of as if he had the first one-on-one.
Yeah,
and maybe he had the second one-on-one, but still, extreme crash and burn, and it didn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
So he did well. All the guys were even saying that, you know, he, you know, actually sang well, and, you know, the crowd wasn't groaning at him. So he was coming off of that high, apparently. And then their second, where did they go? Like a hockey arena or something? I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, they went to the new arena.
Yeah.
Because Las Vegas just got a hockey team, for those who do not follow the NHL.
Yeah.
I also want to ask why we didn't have any of the players from the Las Vegas Knights make an appearance here.
That would make more sense. Do a group date there.
Yeah. Also, one of the twins is dating one of the hockey players.
Oh, the Haley and Emily?
Yeah, I think Emily is dating one of them.
Interesting. So they could have showed up.
Yeah, it could have been a good connection.
Hmm.
I don't know why we didn't see that. Bachelor, if you want to call us and have us on as, like, consultants, we'd be fine with that, because I have some great ideas for Bachelor in Paradise too. So,
oh, nice. Yes. Yeah. So, Chris decides that he's just going to get the last, he had the last spot singing. He's going to get the last one-on-one time or something. Well, that never happens because he's just sitting there. The rest of the guys were even asking him, when are you going to go talk to her? Don't you need your one-on-one time? And was he already saying, like, he's the front runner or something, so he doesn't need to? And she needed to find him?
And, like, he wasn't the only guy who didn't get time, right?
Right. I don't think so. But apparently she owed it to him to pull him away.
That made me want to puke and punch him at the same time.
Yeah.
Bitch, she owes you nothing. No woman ever owes you anything, so unless she borrows $10 from you.
Yeah. It was just really weird. And then so Blake pulls her away. Blake actually tells her he's falling in love with her. Is this too early, Haley?
Yes. But from Blake, it's endearing.
Okay.
I liked watching the makeout.
Right.
I usually don't enjoy it, but something like they were just.
You like them together?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of did the thing where he's like, brought up Jean Blanc again and like, oh, I'm so mad that he said that to you, but I really mean it. So he kind of turned a negative into a positive there.
Yeah.
And made it work for him. And it's always a good sign, I think, when you're like pulled away, when somebody pulls the lead away from the group date setting and they go to like a new location, whether it's just outside or another area of the arena or something. So he gets the group date rose. And then we have a quote from Chris saying, I felt so alone. And I just thought that was the most ironic, dumb ridiculous thing. Yeah.
Because all of this was dumb. He was expecting to get the rose for whatever reason. I'm not sure what.
He thought apparently it was a talent competition where you get the rose right after.
It's not how any of this works.
No. No. So front runner no more, Chris. And then he was like threatening to go home.
Because, okay, bye.
Yeah. That would have made it easier for us the rest of the episode. That was just, yeah. I know he's on my draft, so that's the only reason I'm glad that he stuck around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you and I are running thin on teammates. Oh,
man. I think we both have two left.
And one person on each of our teams is just like
hanging on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Nightmare. And that's Chris for me.
And and mine is Leo.
Oh, yeah. King of the group dates.
Oh, God.
I read something where Becca, I think it was in Us Weekly or something, apparently Leo got the first kiss on night one, but they didn't even bother to show it. So they can't really be a good sign.
That's not fair. I should get that point.
I know. They never showed, they only showed Garrett. So, but Garrett was second, apparently.
I'm mad now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so that is the group date, and that left David and Jordan for the 2-on-1. But before we get to that,
Amy, I think I need some more energy to get through the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, I think we, you know, Jordan is someone who takes care of himself, and there are many ways you can take care of yourself and build your portfolio and all that. And he's into, you know, fashion and his hair, his skin. It's very important. Mm-hmm. But another way is with vitamins. Haley, are you a vitamin taker?
No, I should be. I really need to start taking better care of myself. I'm on the eve of turning 27, mm-hmm. and I can feel myself getting older and older as the days go on. I have a bum knee. My skin's getting worse. My back hurts all the time. So I really need to focus on eating better and treating myself better. And I just need a way that helps facilitate it.
Yeah. So Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective quality ingredients, personally tailored to your exact needs. And so I was really excited to try it out. It's really easy. You take an online quiz. That's really fun. Haley, you took the quiz as well.
A really cool quiz. You know, it kind of asked me what my concerns were, which of my concerns I was most concerned about. And so what I said was stress and, mm-hmm. you know, my anxiety. It's been a little tough lately for me to deal with. I've been working a lot and I just haven't been able to get my brain into a great functioning shape. And, you know, they asked me more questions about, do I feel like I'm not super focused? Am I really tired when I wake up in the morning? You know, just lifestyle. Do I exercise? Do I smoke? How many mm-hmm. alcohols do I have per week? Mm-hmm. So they could really tailor what it is that I need in my diet and in my life.
Yeah. And it was really simple and easy to take. It's really fun and like cute graphics and all that. So
very cute graphics.
Yes. So with me, like one of my concerns is that I do have a vegetarian diet. So I want to make sure that I'm getting everything I need. And they had really simple recommendations for me. And you get a personalized pack. It comes in individually wrapped. So your dose for the day of your vitamins, you get 30 day supply in this really neat compact box. It's almost like they seem like little tea bags or something that you take out and you can pop them in your purse and then you're ready to go. Because one problem I always had with vitamins before this was I'd buy a bottle and what I'd buy a bottle of something. I was never quite sure what was in it. And then I'd get a 90-day one thing and then a 30-day of something else. And I'd run out and I'd forget what I needed to get. Or I'd head off in the morning without taking them because I'd have all these bottles in my cupboard. And this is like,
you don't want to walk around with like six shaking bottles in your purse.
Yeah, you don't want to like rattle as you go. And this you can keep in your purse. You can leave a stash for the week at your desk at work. It's really nice. And, you know, even when you try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get all the nutrients your body needs for long-term health. So it's just a great, I don't know, I like to think of it as like insurance policy. You feel better knowing that you're putting vitamins in your body that are recommended personally for you. And then also, for me, the vegan and vegetarian supplement options help match your dietary needs. And so I'm not getting capsules that like fish oil when but I can get omega 6 or omega 3. That's a vegetarian version as well. So that was really important to me in my pack. And yeah, 90% of people actually fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. So that's most of us. So you might as well give us a try.
Yeah, I know. I could use some supplement.
Yeah, we can all use a little bit of supplement, even probably Jordan. And so for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code BACH. That's BACH. So takecareof, careof.com and enter promo code BACH. And let us know what you guys think. All right, Haley, I want to know what you think of the 2-on-1. I know you're excited about the bed in the desert.
Very excited about the bed in the desert. I feel like this is a super predictable date. In many ways, first of which being that it would be between Jordan and David. Mm-hmm. God, I want to call him Eric just all the time. I feel like from the very first night, we're like, well, these two are going on the 2-on-1.
Right.
And then we figured that David would go out first because he spent all of his time talking about Jordan.
Right.
And I was kind of 50-50 on whether Jordan was going to make it through the final part of the date or not. Mm-hmm. I was unsurprised that he did not.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was based on his own doing. It wasn't based on what David said. Like, he could have survived if he had handled that second part of the date in any way interested in Becca, but he just wanted to talk about his modeling portfolio. But the first
sorry to interrupt.
No.
But David spent all of his time talking about how fake Jordan is, and I would probably agree with Jordan that David was kind of either making things up or embellishing what Jordan was doing. I could absolutely see Jordan walking through a casino being like, oh, look at all these girls looking at me.
Yeah.
But I can't see him saying that being with Becca would be settling.
Yeah, and he definitely wouldn't say that around David.
Jordan seems like a moron, but he doesn't seem like a bad dude.
Right. Yeah, I can see him making a joke, but that seemed like it was David extrapolating that, embellishing that based on the joke that Jordan made about, oh, look at these women. They wish they could mm-hmm. be with me. And so he's, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, that meant that he wanted to settle. And yeah, David was just annoying me and wasn't giving her anything about himself, which later Jordan doesn't either. But at least when she talks to Jordan, he opens up about his family and, you know, he gets maybe a little too upset about it. He couldn't really like.
But even the way he was delivering it was odd.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the words he was saying, like it kind of moved me. Like mm-hmm. he was talking about how his mother struggled with a lot of mental illnesses mm-hmm. and his dad was always there for her and always loved her. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was never easy, but it was always worth it.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah. And that was really like, oh my God. And he was like, you know, I witnessed that and I would never do that to somebody. Like, that just, mm-hmm. that's not in my character. So the words he was seeing resonated with me, I'd say. But the mm-hmm. way they were delivered was, like, off-putting. Like, it was so cold and, like, not even cold, but it was, mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. It was just, like, if you just heard what his tone of voice without the words, it would be like, who is mm-hmm. this guy? Like, he didn't break from regular Jordan.
Right. Still had his delivery.
To have, like, this deep moment.
Right. Yeah, and then he gets back into his regular, I'm Jordan, I'm a model, this is what I'm about. And I love when he's just like, I'm so much more than just, like, my face. And then he'll say, it's my hair, it's the way I walk, it's my clothes. But, yeah, he just, it's kind of the way that he always, it's like part of his story or something. And, you know, his personality is who he is, or whatever he said, is his calling card or something. So I'm trying to remember with the recent 2-in-1 dates, but it seems like this has kind of been the trend where, like, somebody will go home and then somebody will go home later.
I was thinking about it today, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. So in Ari's season, it was Kendall and Crystal. Okay. Crystal went home, but Kendall stayed for quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
In Rachel's season, it was Kenny and it was the racist, and the racist left, and Kenny kind of freaked the freak, but Rachel kept him for a few more weeks. Mm-hmm. And then in Nick's season, it was
Corinne.
Yeah, it was Corinne and Taylor, and okay. Taylor went home. Corinne stayed for a bit.
Oh, okay, so it has been a while that they've done this.
And then JoJo, it was Alex and Chad, and maybe they both went home.
I think so. Yeah, I think maybe Alex went home second.
Mm-hmm. And then Ben, it was Olivia and one of the twins, and Olivia went home, but the twins stayed for quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then who was before that? Caitlin. Oh, God, I don't remember who her 2-on-1 was.
No, I don't remember either.
But I think, and then before that, Chris obviously sent both of his to.
Oh, yeah.
So it really, it's kind of been a while. Not a while, but it feels more frequent than it actually is. Because I was also thinking, like, oh, God, this is just expected now that, like, the one stays, but they go home. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, it's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, with this one, it's clear that, I mean, neither of them were ones that she wanted to end up with. So they ended up in the rightful place on Paradise, apparently.
Yep.
So after this, and this is where we get the scene of the guys, like, they see the luggage taken away for David. And then they were really excited, more excited to see Jordan go home, which I was kind of surprised.
This is something we do see a lot, is the cheersing and popping bottles when somebody goes home.
Totally.
So I also, now this question just kind of popped into my head.
Okay.
This seems like an early 2-on-1, does it not?
It does kind of, because there's still, like, people on the group dates that we have no clue who they are.
Yeah. And because we were international last season. We were in Paris. Mm-hmm. And yes, we are traveling now. But my theory is, Becca is like, I want to send both these guys home because I don't have a long-term interest in either of them. Mm. And they're like, oh, please, we just want them for a 2-on-1. And Becca's like, you better do it now.
Yeah.
If you want to do this.
Yeah, that could be. And it was interesting because the guys were predicting there's going to be a 2-on-1. So they were ready for it. Yeah. And obviously it's going to continue in Paradise. They're going to be there at the same time. And we'll continue, like, the never-ending feud between David and Jordan. So that should be tiring.
Exactly. And here's my idea for that. Mm-hmm. So I've been back to watching a lot of X on the Beach UK the last couple days.
Okay.
Again, it's just my favorite. Like, it's such a stupid, awful, disgusting show, but I love it so much. If you want to watch it, you can just, like, Google X on the Beach season 1 episode whatever, and the MTV Australia site, actually you can watch every episode on there. Nice. Anyway, so on this, there, one of the recent episodes I watched, there's this girl who hooked up with this guy, and then the guy's ex came. Okay. And then that girl and the first girl were fighting, but then they had to go on a friend date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to like get to know each other better and et cetera, et cetera. I would love to see elements of that brought to Bachelor in Paradise. Like, I could see them sending Jordan and David on a quote-unquote friend date.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I always thought it would be good to have, like, some kind of forced dates where they, I don't know, group dates or something. Yeah. Where...
Well, the aforementioned Bryce mentioned to me, because he has been along with me in my Ex on the Beach rewatch.
Okay.
You know, he mentioned that Bachelor in Paradise could be a lot more interesting if it took elements from Ex on the Beach, where Chris Harrison gives the card. It says, this person and this person, you are going on a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like, you're not allowed to turn down, you know, if you get asked, because what happens in so many seasons is like they couple up so quickly and the newcomer has no chance and they only have like one person to choose from because everyone else is like, no, I can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my ideas, because we're seeing both of them in Paradise because they're both gone.
Yeah. So next that I have in my notes is another quote from our favorite Chris saying that Becca needs to win him over.
Oh, go fuck yourself, man.
That was his attitude going into this cocktail party. Like,
no.
Yeah. And then what is the first thing he says to her when they get their alone time early in the night? You owe me like 50,000 kisses.
Oh, and she, I love Becca.
Yeah.
I love Becca so much. She's like, for what?
Yeah. Like, no, I don't. And she talks a lot about wanting a teammate. She brings that up to him. It has to be 50-50. We remember that guy that said like 60-40 or whatever on the first night. He did not last long. So she's not having any of this. He's not really picking up on it.
Yeah, he picks up absolutely 0% of social cues
in this
little scenario here.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. He does eventually pick up that he's in danger of going home based on how their conversation ended. So he decides to interrupt our favorite contestant, Wills. And it's not a good sign when Becca even says, we just sat down, you know, because she doesn't want to be interrupted. Why would you?
Because Chris already had his time and
it didn't go well.
You know, and you and I are proponents for get your time. Mm-hmm. If you have a rose, say hi, but maybe step back and, you know, give all is fair in love in The Bachelor, but you gotta have some respect. And I get Chris. I completely understand Chris wanting to go back and talk to her and clear the air. I totally get it, and I think he should go back and do that. But the way he handled it was not okay, and the way Wills handled it was
generous. Like, he didn't flawless? Even need to, yeah, he didn't need to give him time, and he was generous enough to be like, okay, 2 minutes. He left.
And he said, I am coming back in 2 minutes.
Right.
And Chris goes, okay, that's fine. So when Wills comes back in 2 minutes, he goes, it was only 40 seconds. Man, this is a really important conversation. Well, it's arrogant at best for Chris to believe that his conversation is more important than what Wills and Becca were talking about.
Right. And that he doesn't
know.
Right. And to, you know, Wills already gave up the time. And yeah, they probably don't have watches, but I'm sure it was more than 40 seconds. And, you know, if you had something quick to say, then you should have said it. And then it was just like 5 more minutes of him just staring at Wills.
Being like, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. And I think Wills was completely in the right to be like, no. And I think Becca probably liked it that he was kind of standing up for her almost.
Yeah. And then, I mean, she rightfully got annoyed where she was like, I'll come find you later. And he wasn't even hearing her or trusting her. You know, she's like, if I tell you I'm going to find you later, I will. And, you know, I'm sure she didn't even want to, but
I would be like, go wait for me at this address and I'll come find you.
Yeah.
Not show up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was that little standoff. What did you think of Will's plaid suit?
Not my favorite, but I didn't hate it.
Okay.
We texted last night saying both of us were like, oh God, we love Will so much.
Yeah.
He's the only sane person in this house.
Yeah. He has the reactions that we would have if we had to be around these people.
Yeah, because when Chris came back to the group of guys, and then later Wills came back with like just a shit-eating grin on his face, which was just like magical on his part. Mm-hmm. Chris was giving him the dirtiest looks and was like, and Wills was not backing down. And it.
Yeah. And then they had to have this whole conversation in front of all the guys, and most of them were defending Wills too. Like, yeah, you should, probably shouldn't go interrupt somebody else. And then Chris tries to claim, like, I didn't know how long it was. It's like, Becca told you that they just sat down. So, yeah. And then I like how Wills just like walks away and then like carry on their argument. But yeah, he has no time for it. And then we kind of get to the rose ceremony. Did you think Chris would stay after this?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. The only thing I can think of is just that. So she had already eliminated David and Jordan. So there's only one more rose, you know, one more elimination. And so John goes home and we just haven't really seen anything between them. So maybe just the fact that, you know, Chris will cause, you know, there's more of a storyline there, mm-hmm. or she wanted to give him another chance because they apparently had a good one-on-one date way back when. But he was, of course, the last one picked. So we come into the rose ceremony. Colton has a rose. Blake has a rose. And then we get Garrett, Jason, Wills, Lincoln, Leo, Connor. And then she calls Chris, says goodbye to Venmo. So he's off to paradise as well. And yeah. Were you sad to see John go?
Do I know John? Not really. So I don't think I can be sad that he's gone.
Right. Yeah. We just know kind of his bio line that he invented or created Venmo.
And yeah.
He did well on the lumberjack date, I guess. So we find out they're going to Richmond, Virginia. Virginia's for lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything stand out to you on the preview that you were excited about?
It looks like we're going to a South Asian country, which looks cool.
Yeah. That should be cool. Look like a cool and proposal spot.
Yeah, like French. I think that looked very French Polynesia to me, so we'll see.
Okay, yeah. It looked like somewhere we haven't been before.
Yeah.
Which is always good. Yeah, so we do have draft results that I don't want to get into. Questions I do want to get into. but before we do that, wanted to talk about Green Chef. So, you know, you've heard us talk about HelloFresh before, and this is actually another meal service, but it's owned by HelloFresh, which is really cool. But there's just different options for different meal preferences.
And, yeah, so yeah. One of the things we talk about with HelloFresh is that, you know, there's vegetarian meals and family meals, and those are really fantastic. But if you have a stricter diet,
mm-hmm.
due to choice or, you know, actual, you know, you have, say you have celiac disease and you need to eat gluten-free, those services may not work the best for you. But mm-hmm. Green Chef does. There's paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore meal plans. So whatever kind of diet you follow, there's an option for you.
Yeah. Even if we remember, not the Blake that you like, but the Blake that you didn't like, he was on the ketogenic diet. So there's even something for him. And Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit delivery service that includes everything you need to cook in delicious gourmet meals that you can feel good about. So I really like that there's organic ingredients. I tried the veggie one as well on this plan. And so the meal I had last night was, let's see if I can pronounce it right, but it was like a fattoush salad, which is like it had pita bread in the salad, shawarma Ooh. Spices,
oh just my God.
Really different golden beets. It was with bulgur, so like a really healthy whole grain. It's delicious.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. And yeah. Green Chef will send you premium organic ingredients and imaginative new recipes each week. Everything is handpicked and delivered right to your door. Again, you don't have to leave your house. We love not leaving our house.
Yeah, and it's just essentially foolproof because what I really liked about this one is everything's color-coded and numbered. So you just, there's no doubt about which recipe it goes with. It's perfectly portioned. Each ingredient is thoughtfully sourced and its journey is tracked from plant planting to plating, so you can feel good about that sustainability as well. And yeah, I just love how everything's like pre-planned, pre-portioned. It's simple. I don't have to, you know, like the end of a long day after work, like I just don't have that much brain power. Yeah, but I still want to be nourished and have something good. So they're quick and easy, step-by-step instructions to guide you along with photos. And yeah, I've really been enjoying it. And yeah, let dinner be planned around your life, not the other way around. Just like we've talked about before, not having to go to the grocery store and think about what recipes you're going to do. It's like exciting to see what comes in your box and have these three meals. And then, like you mentioned, all those different options to have something for everybody. Haley, which meal option would you go for?
I have been interested in, you know, I'm very interested in different diets and, you know, why people choose certain diets. And I'm not planning on going vegan anytime soon, but I would love to work on my meat consumption. And vegetarian and vegan recipes aren't something that come naturally to me. So to have a vegan box come right to my door with a pre-planned recipe that looks great, tastes great, and it's something different, I think that would be really excellent for me.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, that it's like a really nice way to try out if you're curious about a new diet. So if you were like, well, I'm curious about paleo, or I'm curious about gluten-free, I don't know how to do it on my own, or vegan, vegetarian, that you can do that, and this will guide you through, and it'll be delicious.
And it's just going to give you good ideas that you don't have to go around the grocery store and be like, oh, like, is this going to be good? Like, I don't know how to cook this.
Right.
You know, Green Chef can tell me how to cook it.
Exactly.
Just be like, here, Haley, this is what you need, and this is what you need to do with it. Yeah. And that's great.
Put this in your fridge, grab the right color that coordinates with the recipe and the right number. And yeah, so simple and delicious. So we have a special offer that's really exciting for $50 off your first box of Green Chef. Go to greenchef.us/BACH. That's greenchef.us/batch. And as always, we want you to share pictures of what you create and let us know what you think.
Please do.
Yes. All right, Haley, are you ready for draft results?
No, I'm
not. Yeah, this is rough. We have Melissa, shockingly, well in the lead with 95 points. Her top three picks still in the running, and still, well, Lincoln is her third pick, so I can't say he's a strong pick, but Garrett and Wills are her top two. And let's see. And I don't think any of those guys really earned her a lot of points, but she's just so far ahead of us from previous weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, having the numbers is on her side. You have 62 points with Blake and Leo left, and I'm at 77 just with Colton and Chris left. So Chris hanging on there. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. See what happens with him. Does he survive another week, or did he just get like a pity week for one more week? Do you think?
Pity week.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see him any previews coming up, at least not canoodling with her. So, let's jump into questions. This is from Facebook, Angela Marvel. Who do you guys think is more at fault for Chris and Becca not talking on the group date? Was Chris right to assume that he would have still had time and Becca jumped the gun on giving the rose away, or Becca feeling as though Chris should have made the time to come and see her?
This is an interesting question. I would say, because you're going to be able to interrupt other guys on this, right? Like, you don't have to wait for Becca to be like, hey, it's time for you to come to my office and talk. You know, and I figure we always like when the guys come up with creative ways to kind of make time. I feel like he could have done something like that and he didn't. I think he was a little too high on his own D to see that he should have been the one, you know, with a little initiative, because like, right, this is her season.
Yeah, like, and we saw the last group date. She cut it short really early because she was upset with Jean Blanc. So I don't think you should be waiting around thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to go all night. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. From a patron group, Amanda Danforth, what's scarier, falling out of a bunk bed or being on a date with a male model who wants to show you his portfolio?
I mean, there's never going to be a point in my life where I'm on a date with a male model. But there is probably going to be a point in my life where I fall out of a bed.
Mm. So it's scarier because it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like Becca really wanted to see that portfolio, though, just to amuse herself. Yeah. Like, she was bored on the date. So she's like, I wish we could get this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steven Schultz, which of these three makes it the longest? So these are like the king of the group dates. Leo, Connor, or Jason?
So if I read into the long form this season on, I would say Jason, because we see him on a one-on-one.
Right.
We don't
see the other two.
On international travel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
an educated guess. Yeah. Each week I am flabbergasted that Leo is even still there.
Yeah. We haven't heard her talk about him at all. Haven't seen a lot of one-on-one time on the individual date or the group dates. So,
also, Connor should always wear his glasses.
Definitely.
He looks really good in glasses.
And it actually makes him look different. We can remember him.
Yeah.
Suzanne, has Jordan only ever read inspirational anti-bullying posters on the walls of middle schools?
Oh, God, it's likely, isn't it?
Yes. Oh,
they're probably inspirational posters on the walls of his modeling agency.
Yeah. In the walls of his room. He's just,
yeah.
Will Holston, hasn't Allie Raceman been through enough without her ex going on The Bachelor and talking about her? Oh, so Will's calling it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Justin Feinberg, how is it possible this schmuck's two most serious relationships are with Allie Raceman and Becca Kufrin?
Some guys just have all the luck.
Yeah. Plus Tia.
Yeah.
Kelly Priest, important question. Why does no one seem to be talking about how hot Leo is?
He is underrated hot.
Yeah.
Kelly, I have some info for you. If you really like Leo, he was in this little film called, what is it, like High Heel Killer or Stiletto?
Oh my gosh, like a softcore or something?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, it's something like that.
Somebody watch it and let us know.
Yeah.
Tyler Seduto, am I the only person who cringes literally every time Chris is talking? Seriously, why is he so awful?
You are not the only one.
It was a very cringeworthy episode, and we shall see what happens next week. Tim Shields, one thing that was like so cringeworthy when he was like, she lets me go, it'll be devastating for both of us.
No, it wouldn't. It would only be devastating for you. Yeah. She would be better off.
That'd be doing her a favor. Yeah. Tim Shields, who is more obsessed with Jordan, David or Jordan?
This is very tough.
Yeah. That's what happens when they talk about the other person so much. It was like Alex and Chad, that other two-on-one you mentioned.
Yeah.
They can only focus on that one person.
It's absurd. Tim also had a funny question, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
I don't know if Tim deleted it or not, or it's just on a different thread. But he asked, is he allowed to glam shame Jordan or something like that? And I laughed at that.
Glam shaming. So do we see Jordan and Crystal being a couple?
One can only hope.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And then we have, as you put in the question thread, a murderer's row of great questions from Justin here. So let's go.
Justin makes me laugh so hard.
This one we'll start with.
I had to include all of these questions.
What part of Colton's relationship with Tia made Becca want to give him the cruel and unusual punishment of a camel riding date? Should Colton have tried to avoid this by disclosing sooner that he's a virgin?
Hilarious. And then Justin also attached a picture of him getting on a camel and being like, yeah, this is not fun.
Yeah. Didn't look like the most romantic first part of a date. No,
she kept like reaching back to him.
And they're spitting.
And he was like scared.
Definitely a step down from horseback riding, which we already weren't a fan of.
Yeah.
And so Justin asks, was that Wayne Newton or an expensive Disney animatronic? Yikes. Also, will you be purchasing Colton's inevitable tell-all book of the day he spent in Vegas with David and Jordan?
If it's an ebook available on Kindle, absolutely. For under $2. I'm not spending more than $2 on that.
Yeah. That's assuming he can write the book, because I didn't think he was that smart. Short. Yeah, maybe a short little ebook. John, I wish we had a stronger, faster growing connection. What are the odds editors cut out like Venmo from the end of that sentence? Oh my gosh. Yeah, how many times did he bring up Venmo that we didn't see?
I want to see a supercut.
Yeah. And then Justin has a question about the Paradise cast. I saw this minutes after I watched John get eliminated on a Monday's episode, and it still took me a couple seconds to place him. It's now been over an hour, and I still have no clue who Angela and Nisha are. Were they night one boots, second episode boots, international travel date boots that got zero airtime? Were they like Michael from Rachel's season, who was never technically eliminated from the show and must have spent the last couple of years helplessly wandering around in Bachelor Purgatory where no one knows your name?
Oh, I don't Michael. Even know who Michael is that he's referring to.
That's the one that like we never saw eliminated from Rachel's season. Like they didn't show him like leaving the house, but he was there night one and apparently left night one.
Was he the guy? Oh, he was the one that who Chris I was like
said yeah, that okay. stayed longer yeah. than he did.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. I remember now. That's funny.
Yeah. I didn't look into it, but I'm thinking they were night one boots. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can only assume.
Yeah. There's always a few. And I mean, if we think about it, Grocer Joe was a night one boot.
Yeah.
He's actually memorable.
Somehow.
Yes. All right. That's it for questions, Haley. Do you have anything else?
I have some text from Doug, as always. Awesome. He agreed with us on the Aria Hotel thing.
Okay.
He said, how much of an FU was it from the producers when they had Becca staying in the Aria Hotel? The season is such a disaster. I really hope Becca just leaves to live a happy life with that grocery guy who got eliminated night one. She's going to have to go to Paradise to do that.
Yeah.
Do you think John cried because he saw a future with Becca or because he has been outed as not being the inventor of Venmo?
Oh, really? Well,
probably the Becca thing. He had a hand in Venmo. Like, he's still super rich.
Yeah. All right. Not the inventor.
I will now be starting every date with the question, what does a weekend look like for you? Is this a good question to ask on a date?
I mean, I think it's an okay question. It just the way that then he went into what he does on the weekend about how working out is so important probably was not. You should probably listen to what your date says and then
pretend you also do it.
Yeah. Like pick up on something they say and relate to it.
We are one step closer to a Buffalo hometown for Jason. Bring on a stop at the burnt down steel plant, the baseball hat factory, and a cameo from former Bills great Jim Kelly. I had quite a few people tweet me and say, yeah, I totally know the Celino and Barnes.
I knew the references.
You're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That is something to look forward to if we do get a hometown from Jason.
That would be fantastic. Do you know how excited I would be?
Yeah, it's like so excited. So close to you.
And he said, at least his dad is happy about a possibility of Crystal and Jordan power couple in Paradise.
Yes. That'll be good.
Yeah. So Doug's dad, I believe Doug Sr., I could be wrong, has the same opinion as you, Amy, that we need to see Jordan and Crystal together.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
Okay, and you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. And Haley, you have a guest lined up for next week because I'm going to be out for the holiday, right? So
I don't have a guest lined up yet. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. I will have a guest lined up.
There will be a special guest. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise to all of us.
Yeah.
Do you think I get my dad to watch this episode? What do you think would be tough? Yeah, I could. What's tougher? Me getting my dad to watch a full episode of The Bachelor or getting him to comprehend what a podcast is?
Oh, yeah, probably. I mean, I think you'd have to bribe him for something to watch it. But yeah, doing the podcast, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have that option if no one else lines up.
Yeah.
As a podcast guest. All right. Well, I'm excited to listen to it, whoever you end up finding. All right.
And then, July has come so fast.
It has. All right, everybody. We will talk to you again next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.